all of our guests and our visitors. We're having a good time at Landmark, and we're growing. We're building a church as well. God is giving us a miracle. Amen. He's a miracle-working God. Glad to be a part of something like that. So glad everyone's here to worship the Lord in spirit and truth, to magnify the name of Jesus. Didn't Carson do a great job this morning? Just before he comes back to preach again, I'm just going to say thank you for all the... Where's he at? I wanted to scare him. He's not even in here. There he is. Yeah, I got him. He was rushing. I got him. He was rushing to the pulpit. Lord, I wonder what he was going to preach. Probably something about St. Patrick's Day with that green shirt on like that. Oh, Lord, who's St. Patrick anyway? It is the election time. And so those of you that have already, how many of you have already voted? My hand up. All right. We've got some early birds. Amen. Let's get out there and vote. And as was already mentioned, pray about it. Trust the Lord about it. And I know it's easy to say, well, God's just going to have his way anyway. I'm not so sure about that. Sometimes I think that if we don't care, God don't care. But if we care, he'll orchestrate something, make things work out, and put things together. Praise God. Amen. And so while you're standing, let's look to the Word of God. The book of Colossians chapter 1. I wanted to read the whole chapter, but we're going to dissect it a little bit. You'll get a basic understanding of where we're going in the Word. Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Paul, who is an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother. To the saints, turn to your neighbor and say, that's you. And faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you, and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, verse number 21. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. And verses 25 through 27. Whereof I am made, Paul said, I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, or to the people of God, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. In case you're wondering, you are a Gentile, which is Christ. Here's the mystery. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I do not intend to preach very long here tonight. I know people are very exhausted. And we're not done yet. We're still going to come back and have fun tomorrow. The young people are just exhausted. I'm telling you, they have church when they go today. If you haven't been to one of those services and been and tagged along with them a little bit, then you need to go check that out. Amen. And but they're exhausted. They've had a good time in the Holy Ghost. You know, it's like you generate the spirit and the flesh gets tired. You generate that flesh and the spirit gets tired. And there's a conflict all the time with all of that. Tonight, the spirits are high and the flesh is low. That's the way we like to go. Amen. I want to just preach for a little while tonight a sermon entitled, You Are Complete in, everybody say in Him. Amen. Not around Him, but in Him. I guess the common thing to say in our day and time is, you're into something. There are those that are into golf. I like golf. Never been good at it. You could plant corn where I play golf. There's so many divots and holes. And I thank the Lord for a philosophy I came up with about golf. It's not how bad you get in the woods, because I'm going to the woods if I play golf. It's how good you get out. Fairway has nothing to do with it yet. I haven't gotten there yet. Fairway is safe, Brother Lord. I've been out there playing golf before, and he was there, and he didn't know I was there. I was wondering why he didn't know I was there. Just kidding. Anyway, I like golf. I'm into golf. I'm into hunting a little bit, and I'm into fishing or whatever. And there's things that you're into, but there's one thing that we really, truly have got to be into, and that's Jesus Christ. Don't put him on the wheel. Put him in the center of the wheel so that he's the center and he can disrupt any of those other things at any given time because he's in the middle of the wheel. The prophet of God spoke about the middle of the wheel. Amen. And so we're going to talk about being complete in him for just a few moments here tonight. Amen. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Let's ask God to help us. Master, there is such a gentle touch of the presence of God in this house right now. We thank you, Lord, for visiting with us each time we come in all manner of ways. Lord, for the last two, maybe even three Sunday nights, ministry has not even been able to bring the word because of the intenseness, the spirit, and the worship and the praise. And tonight, it's so tender, so gentle, so wonderful and mighty. We thank you, Lord. And we ask you, God, to bless in this message, to touch lives, hearts, and souls. This is a safety place, Lord, and we pray that you would put your hands of safety upon us. God, in Jesus' wonderful name, we pray, and everybody shouted amen. God, richly bless you. Shake somebody's hand just before you're seated, if it's convenient. Praise God. Amen. I guess three of the greatest words that an individual could ever speak would be, and that's saying a lot, isn't it? Because there's a lot of words that can be spoken, but I believe the words, I love you, are very vital words. And they are words that should be said, words that should be spoken often. And when they're spoken, they need to be words that are meant. In other words, not just royal and apprised, but words that you mean from your spirit, from your mind, and from your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not like when our little buddy gets caught in the cookie jar, and he's got cookie all over his face, and he can't get down from the cabinet, so he is so busted. And you walk in on all of that, and he looks at you, and he says, "Hi." How are you going to spank that? Because they really mean it. And there's a reason they mean it, but they really mean it at that particular time. And so I guess the words, "I love you." Amen. And then, you know, we ask our children, or we tell our children, "We love you this." I think of that. I think about the cross when Jesus was telling us that he loved us, and then he loved us this. Feet were stacked upon the other. The foot, one foot on, stacked on the other foot, and then a spike driven through those and nailed to the cross. And the cross was lifted, and then it dropped into the hole, and his hands and his feet felt that severe jar. You could probably hear the ripping of the flesh when it did. But you ask Jesus how much he loves you, and he'll tell you this. Amen. So there is no doubt in my mind that Jesus Christ loves you. And you need to get it out of your mind that you've been so bad that he can't love you. And if you're using that for an excuse, shame on you. Don't mess with his love like that. Just know that he loves you. Because after you find out the depth of love that he has for you, he needs to find out what depth of love you have for him. I wonder if there's anybody here today that if the Lord were to call on you, that you could say with me, I love you this much. I felt the Holy Ghost in that. I feel truth coming out of you tonight. It's just radiating up here. There's an anointing that's going out from the pulpit, but there's more anointing that's coming back right now than is going out. Amen. Because there are people out there that I'm talking to that would give their last breath to God if he asked you for it. And that's love. Every day in your words, every day in your actions, every day in your deeds, every day you have confidence in God when you're not seeing results. When you have faith in God, you're not even seeing results. Amen. But you get up every day and there's praise to God. There's worship to a God that you can't even comprehend or understand. Amen. That is you saying, Lord, I love you. Praise God. And so we need to say it often because he says it often. Amen. It's one thing for us to love him, but it's another thing altogether to know that he loves us. Amen. Unconditionally. And when we know that he loves us unconditionally, we need to love him the same way. That means no matter what the conditions are. Amen. He said, for the joy that is set before me, I will endure the cross. You bring him so much joy until he said, I'll put up with the cross because I'm going to get love from some folks. Now, I've always said this, and that is the fact that I know that he will make it heaven for us. But I want us to realize that we're going to make it heaven for him. He's like, some of you are like, I wish he could come tonight. Sure make the load a little easier, make life a little better. Amen. There's something in chapter 2 I'll share with you in a little while that is non-negotiable in the Word of God. It's non-negotiable with God. And I want you to know that. If there's something that important that he will never negotiate, that he would never think twice about, then we need to know what it is. And I'm going to share that with you. But did you know that right now as I speak, that Brazil is having such a revival that stadiums and fields cannot contain the crowds? We get reports all the time, amen, and Sister Warren is so faithful to let us know what's going on in the foreign field, amen. And I just found this out just a few days ago, that Brazil is in such an apostolic revival, they can't put them in the stadiums, they can't put them on the fields, there's not enough room to put them in. The people are receiving the Holy Ghost by the hundreds and by the thousands. They're baptizing them. They're up all night. They've got to be up all night baptizing people up into the daylight of the very next day. They're baptized. You're never going to hear this by the media. We know about the media. It's no big deal, and it's not new news. I'm not here to blast the media. Amen. Who cares about the media? Amen. I care about what's going on in this apostolic horizon that we're in this apostolic revival that's falling upon America and falling upon other countries and areas of the world. We are not alone, Landmark. Revival is everywhere. The Spirit of God is moving everywhere. People are coming in at the last hour, and although they have not labored all day, they're They're going to get the very same pay that we get because they're going to serve the same God. They're being saved by the same God. They're being touched by the same Prince of Peace. I don't have a problem with them getting the same thing I get because there's something that they are robbed of. They're the last generation. Amen. The rapture may take place tomorrow and take 100,000 people from revival this very week, but they will never be able to testify how God walked with them through the years, how God healed their body, how God took cancer away from them, how God gave them strength, how God held them up, how God walked with them, how God talked with them. Amen. I almost feel sorry for them. Amen. So God, give them the same thing you're going to give me, because you've given me more than they will ever know. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. My hat goes off to young people and others that come in fresh out of the world, and drugs on your breath and drugs running through your veins and alcoholics and all of that. And my hat goes off to you, and I celebrate with you. But I'm telling you right now, I celebrate with those now at Landmark. Amen. I look for the day that I could finally preach about those that grew up in this church. We got those now that grew up in this church. Hallelujah. You don't know about cigarette. You don't know about alcohol. You don't know about drugs. And the reason is because you've been running these aisles since you were a child. You've been worshiping God since you were a baby. You've been praising Him all the way through Sunday school. You praised Him all the way through the youth. You praised Him all the way through hyphen, singles. Hallelujah. And you're still here. Woo! My. Amen. You can't prove your love to God any greater than that. That's love. Somebody say, I love you. Thank you. I love you too. Amen. Praise God. And so, while they're in revival, we're in revival. And it's all connecting, reaching the world from our backyard. Amen. Every culture, creed, and color. Right here in our neighborhoods, it's a beautiful day to be a soul winner. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Tony left from the church with a group going on outreach yesterday. Amen. They came back with such a report, man. They were just dancing in the spirit. Amen. Newcomers that were with them, excited about what God done. Hallelujah. People just coming to our church, meeting up with people out there in the world they partied with. They asked them, hey, you going to be at that party tonight? And I said, no, I'm going to be at prayer meeting tonight, and you ought to come and go with me. The party's on at Landmark. Praise God. And so, amen. And there's so much fake going on. There's so much fake. There's so much artificial going on. One preacher had a man come into his church one day, and he said, preacher, he said, I got something to show you. And he said, what is that? What you got to show me? He said, Jesus. Preacher got interested then. And apostolic preacher, he said, so you got Jesus with you? He said, yes, sir, I got him with me. He said, where's he at? He said, he's in my van. All right, Jesus cruising around in your van? Yes, sir. He said, you want me to show? He said, of course I do. I want to. Who wouldn't want to see Jesus? You know, and he knew the guy's elevator wasn't going quite to the top that day, but he still just humored him, you know, and he was one French fry short of Happy Meal. But they went on anyway, and he went out, and sure enough, they walked up to the van, they opened it up, and there on the in the front, on the passenger seat, was a statue of Jesus. He said, that's my Jesus. He said, he rides with me everywhere I go. Everywhere I am, I see Jesus. Everywhere I go, whatever I do, I just look over there and I see Jesus. Preacher, there's Jesus. The preacher just more or less said, thank you very much for the intro. Try to convince that guy that he doesn't have a relationship with Jesus when all it is a statue. You know, I hate to bust anybody's bubble, But that Jesus with that long hair stuff and all that, it was painted and drawn like that because at the time it was painted and drawn, he was different. His appearance was different than any other man in the world. And then the hippie days come and everybody looked like Jesus. And so they thought that was Jesus, like he got a picture somewhere taken. And he's hanging everywhere, in homes, he's everywhere, just long, flowing. And he may have had long hair. I don't know. I'll ask him one day when I really see Jesus. Amen. But there's, people are qualifying things. They'll have a chunk of jewelry and they'll say, that's my relationship with God. It's a cross or something or whatever. And that's it. That's their relationship with God. I had one man tell me one time, he woke up that morning, he looked up and the sun was shining across his field. He was a farmer. And he said the sun was shining across the field. The trees were greener. The sky was bluer. Crops were coming up about that tall, green and luscious. It was just gorgeous. And he said, preacher, I know that's when I met Jesus. And so every kind of fabrication that you can think of out there is happening. And people are calling it their relationship with Jesus. And so we need to be careful. Amen. We can't negotiate a relationship with the true one living God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so there was the statue and there was Jesus. Amen. How many of you agree with it, that God answers prayer? I'll tell you one little boy's imagination. Are we okay? Amen. This is different, isn't it? But a little boy prayed for a pony, went to bed, and he said, Lord, when I wake up, I want to see my pony right out there in my yard, tied to the fence and saddle on it and all that, when I look out my window. And he prayed about all that, and he woke up the next morning, there was no pony. The next night, he said, Lord, he said, now listen, I'm very, very serious about this pony, and I want this pony. I want a saddle, I want all this, and I want it tied up out there. When I wake up, then I'm going to go ride my pony. And the next morning, he woke up, looked out the window, and there was no pony. That day, he said, okay, all right. So he went down the street, walked into a little Catholic church, and stole a statue of baby Jesus. Oh, Mary. It was Mary. He stole a statue of Mary. You know, they put her in first in the Godhead or something. And anyway, he stole it and he brought it home. That night he knelt to pray and he said, Lord, for 2 days I've asked you for a pony. And I woke up and the pony was not there. This is the third day. And he said, when I wake up in the morning, if you want to see your mama again, if you want to see your mother again, you will give me a pony. So, I'm just saying, that's the mentality of a lot of people. They just think something and make that what their religion is. And we can't replace all that. Listen, he said, Christ in you. In here. In here. Our spirits. He's in our minds. He's in everything we do. He's in our hearts. He's in the way we think. He's in the way we talk. He's in the way we walk. He's in our motions. He's in our emotions. He's everywhere because he's real. He's right. He's alive and well. And he's our God. Amen. He has come to save and redeem us. And we want him in us so that we can be in him. Hallelujah. He's not Mary. And he's not a statue that rides around with me in my van. Praise God. And so it is. We need it. He is complete. Jesus Christ is complete. Amen. His word is complete. His flesh was complete. His spirit. If we can get in him, we too can become complete. We can do How many things through Christ? Why? Because Christ can do all things. Right? Amen. A statue of Jesus in your yard, it is not going to get the job done. Mary on your dash doing the jig when you hit a pothole is not. No. Turn to your neighbor and say, no. Beads hanging down from your rearview mirror. Amen. A cross on your neck. A Jesus tattoo. But I'll tell you what will work, and that is Christ in you. The hope of glory. Amen. Praise God. Are you with me? Let's look at Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 8. I want to show you something here. Amen. For you newbies, I want you to see something. It's in the book of Revelations because the Lord knew that in our day and time, for you to find this out, it's going to be a revelation. You ready for a revelation? Here it is. Jesus said this. Read it with me out loud. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come. Oh Lord, he went as far as to say, the Almighty. Can you believe Jesus said that about himself? Yes, he did, because he was God incarnate. He was God in the flesh. He was God that came to save our souls through his death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. And I want all of that. I want all of that in me. I don't want to just read about that. I don't want to just hear about that. I want to experience that. Amen. Let me tell you where this revelation came from. It came all the way back from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 10 and 11. I want you to see this with me. Amen. Now, this is what God spoke. The Spirit of God spoke. And he said, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen. He's talking to Isaiah. He said, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Amen. Not one of them, but I am he. Look at this. Before me there was no God formed. Amen. There's not three gods up there today, and there wasn't three gods up there yesterday. There is only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Look at this. He said, I am the Lord. And beside me there is no Savior. So that debunks the fact that God looked over at the second person in the Godhead and said, I want you to go and die. He said, beside me there's no God. Beside me there is no Savior. If you want to see me, look into the big brown Jewish eyes of Jesus Christ. What's wrong with there being one Lord, one faith, and one baptism? Why couldn't God make himself a body and come as the Son of Man and the Son of God and relinquish our sins and come in us so that we could get in him, so that we could be redeemed and he could have his people back? That's why the Bible said we've been adopted, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. He's our Father. He's our Son. He's our Holy Ghost. He's all three in one. Woo! He's not one in three. Ladies and gentlemen, they got it backwards. He's all three in one. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just like you can be a father, a son, and you've got a spirit. There's only one of you running around. There's only one carcass connected to all of that. Amen. And that's the way it works with Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. And so we need to understand all of that is right. All of that is real. Praise God. That's our hope. Amen. That makes me complete. One Lord, one faith, one. His holiness, his righteousness, glory, his power, and his authority. Amen. Let me give you a little more word. It's Tuesday night, right? Okay. Colossians 2, 6 through 10. Praise God. As you have therefore received Christ, Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye, since you've received him, walk ye in him. Hallelujah. And rooted and built up in him. In other words, we preached it. Remember, you got to go down to be a root, and then you're going to come up. Jesus said it again. Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Now, I know Thanksgiving coming, and I probably should have saved it till then. But hey, with Landmark, Thanksgiving's every service. Thanksgiving is every day. Every day's a good day to give God thanks. Why don't we give him some thanks right now? Why don't some of the men shout hallelujah? Why don't some of the women shout amen? Why don't somebody say yes? Somebody say praise the Lord. It's Thanksgiving. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That, ladies and gentlemen, he will not compromise. That right there, he will not change. That right there belongs to us. He gave it to us, and it is a commitment and a promise to us. Hallelujah. Amen. So Thanksgiving is forever here. Amen. Don't give me porcelain. Don't give me a statue for my yard. Amen. There's a statue of Jesus on the way to my hunting farm that someone's letting Carson and I hunt on their farm. And this statue is getting on my nerves. And I'm going to be like that little boy if they're not careful. I'm not blackmailing God, but I'm going to steal that statue if they're not. It's this statue supposed to be a statue of Jesus. It's only about 3 feet tall. Hey, my Jesus ain't 3 feet tall. He fills the universe. He sits on the throne of God. At his right hand is the authority and the dominion and the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just telling you. Praise the Lord. And through the years, you could tell they were proud of it when they first put it out there, but now it's dirty. Jesus ain't dirty. Amen. It's chipping. You can't chip him away. It's breaking. Amen. I'm going to go by and cut his head off. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't stand it when they do that. And that's not my Jesus. Hallelujah. You can't cut him down. You can't break him. You can't remold him. He's not porcelain. He's not hard and cold. He's not lawn furniture. He's not something I want to dangle around my neck. Hallelujah. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my God. He's my friend. He sticks closer than a brother. He is everything. He's my Alpha. He's my Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's my night. He's my day. Hallelujah. He's my strength. I didn't mean to give you all an attitude. You're going to be looking at statues differently now. I know you are. I apologize for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know they mean well. I know they mean good things, and you may even have one. God bless your heart. Hallelujah. Just keep him up. Take good care of him. Repaint his robe every now and then. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let Jesus look good. Amen. Praise God. I don't want mine to be porcelain. I don't want mine to be plastic and make-believe and the traditions of men. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm about ready to start knocking on the doors of these people that have these little signs that saying, give me Jesus. You keep asking, I'm going to stop and give him to you. You may not like what I'm going to say, but I'm going to give him to you if you keep asking for him. Amen. It's more than a logo. Amen. I want this church to go with me somewhere. Praise God. Amen. And this has been on my mind for couple of weeks or so. And I want you to go with me somewhere this week. Amen. This week, I want the whole church to join me, if you would. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands. Amen. Sacrifice, supplication, and all of that is a private thing between an individual and their God. Amen. Praise God. Do you know the difference between Sadducees and Pharisees? Both of them were hypocrites, but do you know the difference? The difference is the Sadducees were sad, you see, because they didn't believe a resurrection. Once you died, that was it. The Pharisees were fair, you see, because they did believe in resurrection. That's the only difference. You'll never forget that. Praise God. But they were the ones that, oh man, if they were fasting for a couple of hours, boy, you knew it. They stood on the corner and their faces were long and they were like, oh, fasting and sacrificing again. Oh. Amen. Truth known, they probably had a pack of Skittles all along. Whoa. So we're not going to be pharisaical. We're all of that. Amen. There's times we'll raise our hands in the future, but we're not going to do that this time. I want the church to join with Pastor on a 3-day fast this week. Amen. Now, do it this way. You can go Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I had to take a minute there and skip and take my time and think about it. There's still 7 days in a week. I know there is. I know there is. But we're going to do 3 of them. And we can do them consecutively if we desire. Amen. But I would like to, I thought it was just me. I was praying in the church one night, the building out there that's going to be the church. And the Lord laid a 3-day fast on my heart. And I thought, no problem. I can do this, you know, many, many, many times. And so we've done this, but I did really feel strong that he said, add the church. Amen. I honestly believe that there's something God is up to about our church that he's not revealed yet. He's been so good. He's been so kind. Amen. It's almost like when I ask him to bless our church, I have to close my eyes. It's almost embarrassing because he's been so good to us, and yet he continues to be good. I just believe there's miracles, signs, and wonders that we have not fathomed and not seen. Amen. I had a prophet of God call me a few weeks ago, and he said, Brother Marshburn, if you'll do this, if you'll sacrifice, if you'll fast this long, God's going to do some things. And I did. I've done it. It's past. I've already done it. And God has revealed himself in a great, wonderful, powerful way in many ways. And now it seems as though the Lord wants to do it for the whole assembly. Amen. He wants to do it for you as an individual. Amen. And you as an individual. Everyone here is individuals. And as he does great things for individuals, it will accumulate for the church as a unit. Amen. And so I want you to join with me on a 3-day fast this coming up week. Praise God. Working it any way you want to. Hallelujah. And I know schedules are busy, and I know people work hard, and it's still summer, and it's hot out there, and all of that. But if you would join with me and do this, I think God's going to do some astronomical things for all of us here at Landmark, and for others perhaps that aren't even here tonight. Praise God. And so join with me. Amen. I want the church to go with me this time. Amen. I'm troubled when others are troubled. The other night, a couple services ago, my wife got off the keyboard. And she came down to pray. It's almost, and we were talking the other day, and it's almost as if from the time we moved into our home, we built that home, from the time we moved into that home, one or the other of us or somebody in our family has been sick, and mostly her. She's under the weather right now as we speak. She just has never been able to get her throat back since she did her CD, her voice, and there's been sickness, there's been pneumonia, and there's been all kinds of battles. What is that stuff you take that makes you gain weight like crazy? What do you call it? Listen to these ladies, man. Yeah, whatever it is, and that's the first thing they want to give you every time. And you can fast 3 days and come out 30 pounds heavier, you know. And that medicine is no respecter of persons. What it's done for others, it will do for you. Steroids and all of that, you know. And so there's just some things I want to see clear. I want to see Brother Ronnie Harris healed. He He's probably watching this service. I hope he's able to. But I'm telling you, that gentleman, it's not in his mind. It's in his body. It's in his mind. It plays on everything that about him. And I just want to see him healed. I want to see him delivered. Amen. And I there's no disrespect to you, Brother Ronnie. Amen. You need a healing, and your mom and dad need help. Amen. They're the caretakers, and you can't say, Brother Ron Harris, I know you've loved being a pressure to your family and mom and dad. I know you you want to care for him like this the rest of his life, and it's no bother to you. It is a bother. It's a bother in every direction. Sickness shouldn't be. It shouldn't be that long. And it shouldn't last that long. And so how many of you will join with me in this time of prayer and fasting and believe God for Brother Ron Harris healing? Yeah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And it's a beautiful thing to see people with diabetes standing up and saying, I'll pray for him. People with blood pressure problems and heart trouble and already had heart procedures at an early age in life, and they're standing up right now saying, we'll believe God for Brother Harris. That's why I believe that with it being a full church thing, that God's not only going to touch him, but he's going to touch others in this process, and great things are going to take place. Amen. Amen. And so thank you for joining with me. Thank you for believing with me. Amen. Because I get troubled when others are troubled. Amen. I want my wife completely healed. We're tired of all this stuff. We're tired of battling with all of this, you know. Amen. Some nights that she just can't sing because her voice isn't there. Some nights she can't play the keyboard because the strength isn't there. And just on and on and on. Amen. Your children, families, probably every one of you can tell me people that are struggling right now. And I'm sure. And so I want us to get... Number one, I want us to get to him. And number two, I want us to be with him. And I want us, every one of us, to wind up in him. Praise God. And that's where we are complete, when we are in him. Let's stand together. We're going to see miracles, victories, refreshings, renewals. We're going to get direction, trust, confidence in one another. Amen. And we are going to love one another, respect and honor one another, care for one another, pray for one another, as we always have, but in a greater way. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't God something else? Somebody say, what a mighty God we serve. Why don't we gather around the front where the altar is and ask the Lord to fix whatever's broken and to give us the strength to do what we're commissioning ourselves to do this week, to walk with us, talk with us, care with us, share with us. You've never fasted a day in your life, then fast a day. Amen. Fast a half a day. Those of you that are experienced and have done it and understand the process, fast all 3 days. You say, Pastor, I can't drink anything. I didn't say that. Yes, sir, you can. I don't recommend blending up steaks and hamburgers. You got to say everything nowadays. You say, where'd that come from? Well, I've known people to get their jaws broken, and you know how they wire them together, and then they make a shake out of steak. That could be where steak and shake came from. And they would pull that liquid through those braces they had in their jaws. What a process. Amen. Is that... Jesus, if Sister Dolores would say it wasn't me. I'm just saying God is here tonight. He's been here the whole service.
Be the center of it all.
Let's make him the center. Let's put him right in the middle, and everything else a circumference.
It's always been you,
but Jesus in the middle. Let's close our eyes. Let's lift our hearts with our hands.
Jesus be the
center. And let's put him in the middle.
Of it all.
Let's put him right in the middle.
Jesus be the
yes.
center of it all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
From beginning to the end.
Complete.
It will always be.
In him.
It's always been you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus,
be the center of my
Jesus.
Life.
Jesus,
Jesus, be the center
of my
life. From beginning to the end,
Holy Ghost.
It will always be. It's always been you, Jesus.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Jesus.
Nothing else. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you.
Yes, yes.
Jesus, you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all. The center of your church.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
Jesus, be the center of your church. Then every knee will bow.
In Jesus' name.
And every tongue shall confess you, Jesus.
Praise our God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's praise him one more time, shall we? Amen.